in these waking eyes, trying to keep my dreams alive and unleash this beast inside. And they say seek you'll find, but I can't find reasons why these demons creep and hide. It's like they want to see me die. Have a look deep inside.
Okay, so I was looking for Alex Jones music to start off with because we're talking about the Paris Accord, but there is this rapper that I've never heard of called Alex Jones as well. And what a coincidence, he's Australian.
Mind blown.
Well, they are very common names, so my mind isn't exactly, but I suppose it's a relative term. And if your mind is blown, who am I to judge?
Whole
that there's two people called Alex Jones.
Blown. Profoundly, right. More than anything ever will be blown ever again. Side note, though, he sounds shite. Why do people...
Pretty mean to judge on 30 seconds of his career.
Nah, Aussie rap, not having it. I'm not having it.
Nah, you do have cursor. You have a lot of cursor.
I'll have a lot of cursor.
A.K.A. the chicest cunt out.
Straight out of Campbelltown.
Which he never refers to as Campbelltown. It is always C-Town.
Oh, C-Town.
Thank you very much, Miss Love. You culturally insensitive brute.
I'll always, always have time for cursor. And I'm sure...
None of his posse, though. You've only got time for cursor. There's only one king.
I wouldn't go that far. I'd let G-Dog. I just made that up, but I assume one guy's called G-Dog in.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that you made it up.
It's true.
There's definitely one and probably a spare called G-Dog as well.
In backup.
Yep. And one called Gangster Dog as a third in line that they can very quickly shorten to G-Dog if need be.
If one dies in the line of duty, there's always one left for backup.
It is exactly like James Bond being 007. It's their version of a spy.
I actually...
An eye on Melbourne inner shitty cunt rapping.
My girlfriend's been playing that insanely infuriating song that goes... Despacito,
bandito,
Puerto Rico.
You really don't like wiggling your butt, do you, Miss Love?
No.
You don't like getting jiggy with it.
No, I don't.
Any music that causes the lower part of your body to converse involuntarily, you're not having a bar of it. All
I'm
of your music is always just thrusting your head back and forth.
It's all about the head back and forth. If any movement is going... Below the waist?
Yeah, but that's where all the workout is, Miss Love. You're getting a toned, fit girlfriend for nothing. She's getting a boyfriend that has brain damage.
That was her choice. It's not
We're
Zumbo.
All free to have them.
It's not Zumbo. You're supposed to... This is music to enjoy. But basically, she was playing that to the nth degree. I don't know if she was trying to make me stab my eyes out with a blunt... butter knife or not, but
wouldn't
I had
really do anything to help the song situation. Don't know why you have a wish to be blind.
Damn it, he's right.
See, this is what happens when you listen to too much headbanging music yourself.
An active, alive time example of why it's bad. Anyway, like that song, I decided that song being perpetually played in a dark room. That you can't escape from would be hell. But I'm almost thinking now that Alex Jones, the rapper, obviously not the man, because that would be heaven.
Evidently.
Would also run in contention for that title. Shout out Alex Jones.
God. Imagine if you just
so
listened
angry.
To this podcast religiously.
That would suck.
Hey, I'm a fan of your music.
Yeah, to be honest, I could probably backtrack. I could be like, you know, I did listen to 10 seconds of it. Maybe you are fresh as.
Maybe. I trust your first instinct, though, Miss Love. Anytime that you need to use the word ass to describe if someone's good or not. You're really clasping at straws unless you're a US rap producer. you're being sarcastic.
Small glasses.
Pulling legs.
Ponytail. That's the more the English are. It was a hit, man. In 5 years, yeah?
Small glasses and ponytail, if you're a black rapper producer in the US, you've got to be very close to having very irreversible cancer, don't you? You'd have to smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's move on to Paris Accord.
Great segue.
Start talking about the US music industry and our stupid half-brain ideas of what the producers may or may not look like.
This is
without
what...
either of us having too much of an interest in it.
This is the rare occasion where it's like, yeah, Ali's expertise might help in this instance.
Particularly seeing as you have come to this format, Miss Love, fit and fight ready.
Don't tread on me.
Reading's not your forte, is it?
Piss off.
Do you read a lot or do you... No, you're still reading Death of the West. How long have you been reading that book for?
I work the amount of bios I do, Jordan. It's very hard for me to get time to pick up the book.
Right, so the same excuse that a wealthy mother has for not reading.
Well, it's not... Yes, but they have merit.
Hey, look, it's the hardest job in the world. Second to being a barista.
Nutella and jam. Well, yeah, I'm
going to have to ask the manager.
Damn, burger took a bite out of me. I just can't get around to it. I mean, Jordan actually, upon our cheers, where everybody knows your name scenario, where Jordan sits at the end of my bar, I polish glasses, just basically inciting Civil War. I essentially incite Civil War. I'm like, England needs another cultural revolution. It does. Fighting in the streets, that'll sort it. And Jordan...
Yep, this is a quote of Miss Love's from yesterday. Terrorist attacks, second batch in, I think, the space of a fortnight. Miss Love's response, come on, just have a civil war. It's time, surely. I mean, there's no other alternative, is there? That's the best part of it. Let's just say that again. There is no alternative to a civil war.
I think the camo pants are starting to wear me now. You know what I mean? It's just reverted.
It is much like the haunted mask from R.L. Stine's Goosebumps. Once you put them on, you can't take them off.
Yeah. The camo just starts to go into the blood. It's like that... Spider-Man, the evil Spider-Man where the thing goes in, you know, locks onto him and then he turns into that red, scary alien yep. Spider-Man.
So your red blood cells, they're having a civil war with the white blood cells in your body. They're the Viet Cong.
Yeah. So essentially in this cheers where everybody knows your name scenario.
Best environment, I've got to say as well.
It's really awesome.
If you ever envied the bar in Home and Away and or Neighbours... You have every right to be envious of it. It's such a nice feeling walking in and just,
It's great.
Give me a coffee, Al. I think you've had enough. I'll tell you when I've had enough, you brain dead hick. I'll kill you.
I'll kill all you.
And at the end of it, they still love him.
They still love him. Even though essentially your version of that is being really kind and paying for your lunch. But it's a great day. We have good fun. And essentially, rather than working, we just talk to each other. And Jordan essentially gave me the lowdown, the 411 on the issue of, well, that was about Brexit and the European Union. But as the audience could assume, having Australia's biggest cultural icon, too much? Not enough. In your bar...
Yeah, scratch that. Global.
Global. Universal.
I've done two videos on the UK now and one on Bali. Ticking them down.
About drinking in Bali. but as you can imagine, having the brain force, the structural icon that is Friendly Jimmy's in the establishment...
Force of nature.
I learn a lot. And as of such, I have catalysts to dive deeper into certain issues. And by that I mean I watched a few more Alex Jones videos. So, in terms of the Paris Accord, Jordan pretty bluntly told me, I think you said it could be the end for the world or the environment. That's the end, that's the finish line. It's like they're sorry, that's it for the world. They're screwed.
Yes, but then I have recently updated that status from definitely the end to, but there is hope.
Because Al Gore
said, at the end of every environmental documentary ever, that moment where they show a field of wind turbines.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, field of wind turbines.
We are now moving into really experimental renewable energy forces.
Embryo.
Now, this one chicken can possibly harness enough energy to power Chicago.
This one chicken's deliciousness. We've cooked it, and it's the delicious energy. This is a new form of energy, delicious energy, as being basically the thumbs up of a hick once they ingest the food can be distributed from an air force to a ground force molecular turbine.
We call it finger-licking power. What were we talking about? That's right, the Paris Accord.
Yes. You said there is hope. Do, yeah. You said there is hope. Is it because Al Gore was like, I believe there
one
are...
One word, chickens. The real hope of it is that the rest of the world is now treating the U.S. as a pariah nation.
Chill out, rest of the world.
Why? Because you like Levi's?
Well, that's that, and that is one of the reasons. But continue.
Thank you very much. Levi's.
Burritos.
Who could forget Puss in Boots?
No, sorry. Continue, and then I'll sort of ask you some questions. So you do have hope.
So more or less, the EU is even thinking about putting on trade sanctions with the US until it starts acting on climate change, which is marvelous news. Essentially, the planet is coming to the conclusion that it is a global issue. They've already come to that conclusion. It's just Trump reckons it's not.
And it's not just really Trump. It's not just Trump.
It's also Alex Jones, which is where Trump gets his news from.
There's a few others on there too.
Yeah, but Paul Joseph Watson, who is employed by Alex Jones.
There's others, damn it. Can I just ask, because...
Shoot.
I was fervently concerned about the result, because essentially a lot of my opinions are influenced by friendly Jimmies. So as
yes,
a result,
but also influenced a lot by Alex Jones as well.
It's a weird kind of polar.
You're like one of those rednecks in the US that's also a Native American. You own a pickup truck, but when chips fly past you, a tear does still well.
Okay, so I'll just basically, I mean, God, it's so pathetic. I'm wearing camo pants again, and I'm just essentially on the pod to relay Alex Jones's points to you and see what you think back. It's pretty pathetic, but it's not going to be the whole pod. Sorry, guys. I just wanted to ask some questions because I'm curious. Essentially, from what I watched, and I just want to know if it's not true. I hope it's not true, because I want to be on your side. But a couple of people, particularly there was a really good article in for The Rebel, the Canadian publication.
Very loose.
Don't laugh.
It is a lot like
Don't
saying
laugh
Junkies
at that.
A publication, technically.
Oh, get out of it.
More or less a Facebook page, but all right.
Okay, well, I would say it's a lot more credible than Junkie, but at least they have, well, it's got more balls than Junkie too, but...
That's true.
They were essentially saying that, because Trump pulled out but said he's open to renegotiating the terms and rejoining on better terms. But these guys were all saying that in the fine print, in the specifics, it was a bad deal for America. Because apparently, and I don't know if this is true, but apparently even though China and Russia had joined, the agreement stipulated that these huge, the big three polluters or four polluters, excluding America, had to start meeting certain levels of reducing emissions by the next decade or more, whereas the sanctions in the US were way more strict. Basically, what they were saying was that the policies in line for America's role in the agreement would have been a lot stricter than the others.
They're the world power.
More so than China and Russia, who are just as big a polluters, in India.
Yeah, but the difference is that China, for instance, Russia's nowhere near the same level or ballpark as the US and China. The reason why China is one of the biggest emitters is because we get everything manufactured in China. It's our pollution. It's not really China's pollution.
But they were saying that America, it was something about developing the third world as well in terms of donations or allowing to the third world. I know that's not. I think the third world is an accepted term now, but you know what I mean.
It hasn't been accepted for 20 years, but people still click it out. Well, I'm really glad that they've stuck to their guns on this one.
I don't particularly
but
like.
I really want to know what the second world is. What is the second world?
I don't know.
Is that
Avatar?
Thailand? Just one country,
Thailand,
and an imaginary planet. The second world.
Oh, God.
So you think the second world is The Sims?
Yeah. Age of Empires.
No.
So essentially, they were saying. I mean, long story short, they were saying that
where PewDiePie is emperor.
Long story short, they were saying that by these regulations, America would actually have to donate. To even by some clause to China, they would have to donate money to China to help them reduce their. Basically, they were like, apart from, because I understand coal mines like are obviously not sustainable, and like I think you said something to me along the lines of why are we glorifying an industry that where in which you get the black lung, which is completely true. But apart
it
from,
sounds like. Not only an incurable disease, but also a curse.
Yeah, but apart from those, you know, they're going to lose jobs. It'll hurt, you know, taxpayers. Whatever. That's always the conservative cop out statement. I understand that. I'm disregarding that. But apparently, what these guys were saying is that it would directly stifle American competitiveness because essentially, the China and all these other places don't have to restrict their emissions. They have huge.
They do have to restrict their emissions.
Well, comparatively to the guidelines that America would have to abide by, it was like marginal, at least in terms of the next decade, at least. And
because they're developing nations. That's actually a more useful phrase, and this is the only time that I will use the phrase "developing nation" instead of "third world." Dagnabbit!
I don't do it just to be annoying. I'm too simple, But
I'm doing it to make a very. Firm political statement. You are two worlds worse than we are.
Jesus.
You don't win many medals in the Olympics, do you? That's all I'm saying.
So you think so you think that America is definitely not getting a raw deal economically, and there's no bureaucracy. There's no. Well,
who cares if they are getting a raw deal economically?
It'll
they
screw
are
them.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't
They're
matter.
Responsible. For the vast majority of the CO2 that's currently in the atmosphere, they should be responsible for cleaning up the most. It is so childish for them to turn around and go, I don't want to pay for a solar plant in India. Unbelievable. What do you mean unbelievable?
What are
You've
the
been
stats?
Screwing them over for decades.
What are the stats versus China?
Economically speaking.
What are the stats versus China on actual emissions? Like, even just a percentage, how much more is the US polluting?
Currently,
yeah,
China's polluting more than the US is now.
Boom!
No, Mislav, you
get
again.
Out of the way. Boom! No, go on.
The radio edit version of Move B Word, Get Out the Way. Boom, Get Out the Way.
Go on.
Currently, they are. But on top of that, most of those emissions are not from the Chinese citizens themselves, it is from their manufacturing plants. That are there to supply the lifestyle that we all know and love today, including the very chair you're sitting on, Miss Love. Didn't pop out of thin air.
But isn't Trump...
You just say ni hao to your little ass pad.
But isn't Trump championing local... Isn't his whole nationalist sort of economic plan to focus on less goods, less dependence on goods from China and sort of going local?
I don't know how his economic theory is the same as hippies in Byron Bay.
It is.
But it is a very interesting turn of events for arguably one of the most conservative leaders of this century.
But I'm saying he's consistent. So, he's consistent.
Consistent.
No, but he is because he's saying essentially screw China twice. You know what I mean? He's saying we don't want to be ripped off by China, and we don't need your... We don't need
you. They do need them, and on top of that, it is not as easy as saying. I know it's not bring as... back manufacturing.
No, I know. It's not as easy. But I'm
that
just...
ship sailed. It was an election promise that he cannot keep. There is no way that those companies are going to ship back to America for many reasons. The first one being that the Chinese population is very skilled in a bunch of tasks that are no longer skills that Americans possess. So
there's
even
four blacksmiths left in America.
That's true.
There's more than four. That's a ton.
There's not that many horses, except for the ones that are on display, usually at the Mardi Gras parade. Wait,
what skills? Such as?
Okay, so for instance, Apple, take it as an example. They say that the reason why they're in China, and this is actually a legitimate reason as opposed to just avoiding tax.
They're better at playing that bounce game. Boom. Boo.
What bounce game?
Isn't that still on iPhones? Bounce.
Well, you are asking the wrong man about what's on an iPhone.
Sorry, everybody. This is the man that still has a Nokia. I don't even know what number, but it's small and
it looks
fake.
It's the one that the spoilt kid that didn't have many friends in high school bought to school to impress people, going, "Hey guys, this mobile has got like 7 colors on it, much like the Game Boy Color, and doesn't have Snake." And no one was impressed by that.
Doesn't have Snake.
Yeah.
He might as well cut off his... He should have just cut off his genitals and threw them on the oval.
I don't see how that needs to happen because I don't have Snake. Because
he doesn't have his manhood.
What is Snake proving?
Manhood.
Oh, look,
your
how
manhood.
Long your schlong is
no.
Because Snake is
Snake
also...
Dude, Snake scores were like the currency in the school, remember? I was like, how high is your score?
Very true. And all the kids in the bottom maths class were there purely because they had very high Snake scores.
Hey, it's a kind of maths. Adding. Just adding. Anyway, so...
What, to see if the pre-approved calculator is ripping you off?
That was 9 points, not 8.
So, the Chinese are better at manufacturing iPods. Why? iPhones, why?
Because they've got technicians there, that there's only a handful of technicians that have been trained in the US for that purpose. And you can say, well, we'll just train those. Yeah, but there's stadiums full of those technicians in China. There is a surplus of labor there, as opposed to a market where you have to not only train them up, pay them more, you have to pay more in tax, and he's lowering the tax, which is ridiculous. The thing is that what they need to understand is that you have set in motion a neoliberal economic order. And for you to go back to, I guess, the cusp of the Industrial Revolution is the good old days in terms of Trump's idea, because think about it, pumping heaps of soot into the air with a bunch of factories. That's what he's thinking about. Yeah, take me back. Make America great again.
I mean, that's
the
1800s, a bit black.
Where Clyde Styles with a Cadillac.
That's way too black and white, though, man. It's not that dramatic. I think he's just trying to get a fair deal in terms of...
I don't think he's trying to get a fair deal at all.
And don't get me wrong.
It's exactly what Ali was saying a few months ago about how America now with Trump is being a superpower that is demanding the last slice of the pie. And when you're the head daddy, you give the last slice of the pie, usually to your daughter because they have that weird bond that is... You know, everyone knows sort of tentatively what's going on there.
Who's the daughter? Sri Lanka or something? I feel like that's a daughter country.
True, that is a daughter country. France is a daughter country, but not to them. France is definitely a ex-girlfriend that they had some fun with.
Yeah,
they've got some
crazy
with.
Bitch ex-girlfriend. I do get what you're saying, but I mean, I'm not saying that it was a good thing that he pulled out, but it was interesting to hear the different perspectives because I do put it this way: as soon as I start hearing this kind of stuff, which is inflated, self-gratified bureaucrats meeting on a taxpayer-funded scheme to sort of based on the right intentions, but meeting to try to get a result. That apparently as well, this is another point they were making, would have zero effect. Apparently, their and I'm not saying I believe in this, this is just seeing the other side of the story, their quota was like not worth even attempting because it was...
No, this is the whole point. You can pick a that, million...
But that pisses me off.
With all more, international framework, you can, yeah. It's the same as what we were discussing with the EU.
Yeah.
You can pick it apart on it's a not million perfect. Different it's not perfect, perspectives
but, yeah, yeah, okay.
And they'd be correct.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the Paris Accord.
But it's better than doing nothing. It wouldn't... It's better than doing nothing.
What was so revolutionary about it? This, make no mistake about it, the Paris Accord was the most complicated, set-in-motion piece of legislation that had ever been generated.
Yeah.
So for them to come around and then say that, well, it won't even meet its task of going under 2 degrees, which they don't even seem to believe in the first place. Alex Jones thinks that it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, I know.
He thinks that the planet warming is just invented by Al Gore, and he has so much reach that he's convinced every scientist on the planet along in this cabana ride with him.
Yeah, I know Alex Jones's opinion on the matter, but it's like, so do you think the accord in no way at all jeopardizes the US's competitiveness? Internationally, economically.
But who cares if it does? That's not the point about it.
I want my goddamn bread. If it's going to be 3 cents more, someone's going to pay.
And it sure as hell ain't going to be me.
But that's a fair point for them to make, isn't it?
No, it's not a fair point for them to make. We're talking about the survival of the planet, and for them to go, why do we have to give aid to India?
Do you think?
It is the most self-absorbed, short-sighted point.
Let me ask you another question. Do you think this one's so much more ridiculous?
Let me ask you this.
Do you think the Paris Accord is a conspiracy to give China a head start? And
oh, yeah, without question.
What? Fuck. A head start economically over the US.
Do they honestly... Is that what they're peddling?
Yeah.
Especially when the US was the architect of the Paris Accord.
What? Really?
Of course
what,
they
Obama,
were.
Obama, like...
Under the Obama administration, he was... Because they're the international cop. They're the ones that are forcing everybody to play ball along with this, and now they're out of it.
Right.
There's no way that it's for China to get a competitive advantage. And of course, they're just going to go after that and go, look, they keep rising up anyway, like, economically. But they were doing that regardless. China is going to be the next hegemony.
God, yeah.
It's got nothing to do with the Paris Accord.
I did hear...
And on top of that, you know what else? What? The other economic argument against this, that they're saying that this is going to stifle America's competitiveness.
Mm.
All global economists are saying that the growth that is going to sustain a 9 billion person population, regardless of the environmental impact of it, of whether or not... Because, I mean, it's hard enough to sustain 9 billion people on this planet as is under
huge.
The current environmental context, let alone... putting climate change into the mix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But even excluding all of that, where you're going to get the economic growth from to build the world of tomorrow will be from carbon technology, as in carbon trapping, and from renewables. And there's no other industry that even promises to have that much of a global... Because you're talking about changing the entire energy grid of the world. It is going to generate a huge economic boom.
There'll be growing pains, I understand that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so... the US staying away from that, especially when they've got the head start of all... Basically, I think the US owns a quarter of the world's capital or something like that. There's a quarter of the world's capital locked in the US.
Mm.
And they're not investing in that boom. Well, that's great news for the EU and China because they understand that that's where the world is heading. And so for Trump to stupidly sit there and say, A, it's not happening, which is just...
He's
like
not saying
globally
it's not-
catastrophic, but on top of that, for him to say that the economically they're getting stifled as a result of climate change, having to abide
specifics.
By climate change
no,
laws,
no, no.
They've just handed all of that economic growth to China and Europe. It's ridiculous. It is a ridiculous argument.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, it's like if you give that up, then they have, even though it's going to be. We're talking like, you know, it's not a matter of years, but in the future they'll have the ability to sort of utilize those sort of, you know, those industries. I think a problem with it too is that a lot of these industries are still, they haven't been given a chance to grow, but also it is a risk, you know what I mean, in terms of like how efficient they are. So it's this weird game of like, yeah, we should invest in this. Let's hope it goes well kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's not even a question of hoping whether or not it goes well. We know that it's going well. In fact, For instance, in Australia, we just came out.
That would
give you the stats.
I don't know
give
the
me
stats.
These poker stats.
I don't know the stats. I have just seen.
Okay.
I've just seen more information on like. I've seen a lot of. I've
misloved the Houdini of logic. Now you see it. Now you don't.
I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of stuff saying that there's been a lot of. It was essentially all the usual avenues I'm on, but it's like Obama's policies actively sought to destroy the coal industry while giving incentives of taxpayer dollars into renewables that didn't even work, and it was basically showed.
Yeah, but of course, yes. When you invest in things.
It was forced.
A lot of them aren't going to work out. That's just common knowledge of investment.
Yeah,
it's
but
throwing
I mean,
things at a dartboard, and some of them work, and some of them don't.
Yeah.
It's the same as.
But it's almost
I bet
like
you Alex Jones would be very pro space exploration.
Oh, for
but
sure.
The US invested the equivalent of hundreds of billions back then to get a man on the moon. Really, it was secretly to make nuclear capacity missiles that could travel intercontinentally. That was the reason.
That's
but
brutal.
It's really interesting looking back at the history of the planet, and every major advancement in human history has been a result of warfare.
Yeah.
Even Charles Darwin, the fact that he was on the Beagle.
Damn monkey. Oh, wait. thinking of the same
I'm
guy,
not
right?
A monkey. Yeah. He's a damn monkey. Yeah.
I'll prove it. Yeah.
The only reason he was included on that exploration ship.
Mm-hmm.
Was pretty much the same reason as
to punch
Alien.
Guys,
to punch
troublemakers in the back of the oi. Boom.
Yes,
he looks like
abnormally large head.
He looks like
just
Santa
really
Claus.
Good for
he looks like Santa Claus, but he's actually an old Cockney street fighter. No, why?
Bum fighter Darwin. The reason he was included on it. Was to gather flora and fauna that they think could be used as poisons or as weapons.
Wow.
Yes.
That's insane. I did not learn that in high school.
Yeah, you don't learn a lot in high school.
That's
I'll tell you that.
You can tell me that again. Don't
and yet
tread
you learn
on my...
trigonometry. When do you need it?
Teach me taxes and how to pay for my bills. I'm sort of joking. I hate people that say that. It's like, if you can't figure that out on your own, then you probably don't deserve to be in society anyway.
That's very good point.
Okay, so
they deserve shunning.
Yeah.
No help.
Yeah, definitely. Straight to Macca's with you. Yes. Well, I guess we've both made equally as good points. Mine are probably better. We've at least opened it up to discussion.
As always.
I need to
Miss Love's mind, Miss Love 50, everyone else.
Tim, what does it say? War equals money. Renewable researchers are hard to monetize.
Tim, get on.
Pass it here. He's in, baby. This is our
researchers' resources.
Let's introduce
write.
Tim out. Is he a producer? Producer friend and Let's beer buddy, it. Drinking buddy. This is the executive for Move FM 107.9 Lithgow. And he's just given us some profound piece of zenness. Explain.
War equals money, right?
Yeah.
So every country that's ever gone to war has made more money than when they've been peaceful.
Yeah.
And renewable resources are very hard to monetize. Therefore, America's not going to back it until they can figure out how they can make money from it, because then it's going to destroy their economy.
Damn.
So why bother?
Because I think he just articulated what I was trying to say a little better.
No, but that's... No, he's right. America definitely does have...
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very much for your point, Tim. There'll be no more. There'll be no more of that.
He's the smarter version of me.
That's definitely it, is that America always sees things through the paradigm of... Because that's mainly where their industry comes from is...
And war. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, they invest all of their things in the military. It's like what we're talking about with the iPhone, that it would not exist
without the government.
Without military development.
Which I didn't know and is crazy, but yeah.
So 90% of the components in the iPhone were a result of military research.
Hectic.
But the thing is...
Yeah, the camera. Taking a picture of your balls.
It's a portable spy device that they've sold to us.
So good. Best shout out to him. Best producer in the New South Wales tri-state area.
And what an announcer as well.
Such a good announcer.
He's really, yeah, he's great.
So, yeah.
The magic on the mic.
So you're saying that if they can militarize renewables?
No, but that's what I'm saying, is that this is the generator of everything, which is another reason why there are powerful forces in the US, regardless of whether it comes from fossil fuel money or not, that don't want to see renewables go ahead. And it's the same reason the Saudis don't want to see it go ahead as well,
mm-hmm.
which is that they lose monopoly of energy. And as soon as you lose monopoly of energy, everybody has... Exactly.
Isn't that fair enough?
When you're talking about the survival of the planet, no. Nothing's fair enough after that. I don't get why you keep saying, like, I don't know, this will slightly damage America's economy by 0.01% of a GDP point, as opposed to every living organism in the known universe.
Put it this way.
I like that 0.01%.
If I just don't like bureaucratic, tax-stealing governments... And if it is an organization that is essentially a ripoff, then I wouldn't be for it. But if I was to find out that all of these sort of specifics about America, like, I guess it's a different frame of mind. Okay, you know how Trump is, all these guys are sort of saying, like, it'll stifle America's economy. If it really wouldn't, if it would be such a fraction that it would be unnoticeable by the public, and if it was a situation where China wasn't getting concessions, even though they are polluting just as much or whatever, if that is all true, then I'd be like, I would say that I would go for it. I mean, I still probably think it's the right idea in the grand scheme of things. It's just the nitty gritty. It's like the specifics on exact numbers on
But you can focus on the nitty gritty, and it's always going to be annoying because it's an international agreement. It's huge government policy. Massive. It is every government on the planet coming towards some form of consensus. Any consensus that they come towards when it comes to the survival of the planet, I'm all for. I don't care that America has to pay China some money.
I do.
Well, it's good to have everybody's perspective on the podcast and where they are. On the record with Miss Love Bella Bradjic.
No.
And there you have it. Yeah. How about we move on to a different topic, eh? Because I'm repressing a lot of rage at the moment. I feel like a Christian father.
What's next, baby?
I'll tell you what's next.
Come on.
We playing basketball. That's what's happening now. Miss Love, here's the rules.
Yeah.
We were having a discussion over whether Kendrick Lamar or Ludacris is a better rapper. I'm of the opinion that Ludacris is. Miss Love insanely thinks that Kendrick Lamar is. No. Anyway, the point is that we're playing basketball now to determine who's a better rapper, and then they have to, and on top of that, we went to McDonald's. They've now got cheeseburger French fries.
Cheeseburger shake. Shakers. Shake.
Miss Love, tell everybody what it tastes like.
Pickles.
Okay, that is the worst part of the cheeseburger. Nobody likes that part.
It's weird.
It's not even mentioned in the fact that it's a cheeseburger. It is hidden.
It's hidden. And everyone throws
that
one.
And they focus on that.
I know, it's strange. It's very strange.
Anyway, let's forget our troubles with... I thought that was going to say basketball, but okay. Best out of three, whoever loses has to have some of that shake and bake cheeseburger mix, which Miss Love actually likes, so I think he's probably going to throw the game. So he gets out the rest of the packet.
Because yummy.
This is what he said before we went on air. Oh, man, I don't think there's going to be any left for me to eat later.
I was just nibbling on them throughout our production session for the podcast. They weren't too bad.
So let's move on to throwing pieces of paper through the...
Best out of three.
God. Says everything about Tim, doesn't it? The fact that he has one of those little...
Sanitarium. It's a sanitarium bloody... basketball. It's so good. It's so like 1994 American radio show.
Yep.
Yeah. Just fat guy. Not that Tim's fat, but some sort of like fat dude in like a shabby shirt with some like tomato sauce stains on it, kicking back, feet on the table, just shooting ball in between sessions. So good.
Yes, a man child.
Yeah.
Now, let's go.
You go first because.
Pump it.
Oh, yeah, that was so close.
That was really close. All right, my turn. We shooting hoops. Oh, very close once again.
So what happens if this is a draw? Do we just both have to have some of the cheeseburger mix?
Probably. I feel like
why
that's,
not?
Yeah.
It's pretty you know what? Bad in, conclusion in at the end to go, yay, no. Everyone wins because no one did. What the hell is this? Little athletics?
In the spirit of the Paris Agreement discussion, let's both take a compromise.
Yeah.
Go. Damn it, little bow.
Well, that was terrible, but that was also trying to put on your...
All right, I got it. Oh, that was so close.
All right, so we've got one more each, and we're both close on this, so let's move. 3, 2, 1.
Oh! This is really right. Bad. We're not going to get it in. Let's just... What are we... What, this is...
Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake.
We didn't take...
Show me that this tastes like pickles.
We didn't take into account that we both suck at sport. All right, cheeseburger. How are we going
to
do this?
That's true. We were the only two guys in our year that used to sit on the sideline.
I played soccer, dickhead.
No, you used to sometimes go to the outer field and go, oi, pass the ball, despite that you were not in a position to score a goal. I don't know. I don't understand what you were aiming for there. I remember you specifically saying that over and over again. Pass it. Just come on, pass it.
That's what they do if you're on the wing. They pass you, or if you're a you know attacker, you have to get the ball.
I know, but you didn't want it for that reason. You just wanted to touch the ball.
This is not giving me enough props. I was not that bad at soccer. How are we gonna do
you
this?
You were second bad
only
to me. You were.
It actually smells like pickles. Smell it first,
and then down the hatch, Governor.
Oh God.
just so the audience knows, this is probably the worst possible scenario for Jordan Shanks. By the way. Because I feel like he basically eats, lives off carrots, lettuce, and miso soup because he read in some like ancient Chinese proverb book that shit will make you live an extra 3 years or something. So like
it's
this,
true. Much like how you would like to live in the swamp, my ideal retirement would be living in a rabbit hutch.
So this is like
just a teenage girl feeding me.
So this is going to be a lot worse than it would be for anybody else, I suppose.
And down the hatch it goes.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's like eating 50 pickles at once.
It's like Maggi noodles.
Pickles for astronauts.
It's like Maggi noodles, but they dropped in heaps of pickles in the mix. Well, that was definitely
worth
it.
Yeah, replaced every oriental flavor you could possibly imagine with something that 75% of the population throws in the trash.
Yeah, if there's any question of where nuclear waste goes, here's a conspiracy theory that for you. They dry it and put it in the Macca's shaker packs. God.
Yeah. It was very scary reading on the back that it does not say what the ingredients are. It just says allergens, milk.
And fun. The word fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun's an ingredient, is it?
It is in life.
Dude. This is not Ronald McDonald's Happy Mac House. This is, they've obviously confused the real world with cartoons.
That happened a long time ago with McDonald's, man.
All right, I guess we're just going to have to leave it here. Probably going to have to get out.
Oh, really? Do we have to get out of here?
Well, I mean, Tim's been awake for... how long have you been awake at this point, Tim?
Tim,
sorry,
tell
just
us
as a quick
how side. Much do you hate us, Tim?
How much time do you have? I need to do this. Anyone got a calculator so I can figure this out? probably 20 hours. 21?
So basically we have...
Actually, no, it was 21 before, so it's probably 23 now.
We kept him up because we went to Macca's. He's done a night shift because he has a real job. So unlike both of us, So he was up all night doing the radio in it. So back to the question. How long can we keep going for? Give me your time.
How much longer do you need?
How good is this real time? Do we end it or do we do one more seggy?
All right. What do you want to talk about? I've lost interest as well. I'm looking through my phone for missed calls.
You know what Dad said.
He did.
Keep it
short.
That's
the sign.
Sweet.
That's the sign. Goodbye, everybody. All we right. got some advice from one of the top players in the Australian radio business, now worldwide, that said as soon as you start looking at your phone when you're listening to the podcast,
true.
You should have stopped.
You're going
to
play us out, though. Play us out with some Ludacris, and we'll say thank you, goodbye. Maybe in the comments, guys, tell us about what you think about the Paris Accord and whatever you're thinking about.
Yeah. And while you're thinking about that, listen to Ludacris's Sex Room from 2012.
In fact, anything by that era. Shaggy, Craig David, enjoy.
Yeah, no, but it has to be their triumphant comebacks that were not triumphant at all. It cannot be their classics.